Let's get right into the Word. Go with me over to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. And so what we're doing on Wednesday nights right now, at least till the end of this month and into the first Wednesday, so we'll do this for the next, we'll finish out the next 3 weeks preparing for the Voice of God weekend, is the Bible tells us, as y'all have turned to John chapter 4, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapters 12, 13, and 14, that the gifts of the Spirit have been given to every believer. The gifts of the Spirit, that every believer has the gifts in them. Why? Because if you give your life to God and if you receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you've got the Holy Spirit who has all the gifts. And when I talk about gifts, what are we talking about here? 1 Corinthians 12 says he gives to every person as he wills, you know, for the benefit of others. So the gifts that he gives isn't for you. The gifts that he gives is for you to be able to minister and to help others. Why is that? I'll eventually get to John chapter 4, but I want to kind of relay some foundation for a little bit so that you understand where we're coming from. Why is that? Because Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. Can you pull that up, please? Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. You can hold your finger there in John chapter 4, but we need to lay a foundation for just a moment. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, it makes a very profound statement. You are complete in him. Say, I am complete in Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean that you're lacking anything. That doesn't matter. See, most people, and I don't have time to teach this, but most people are trying to obtain freedom, of trying to attain salvation, of trying to attain deliverance and all of that. And they don't know, for lack of knowledge, because unfortunately preachers haven't preached it, they don't know what they already got. They don't know that because Jesus is there on the inside, you've got everything that you need. As a matter of fact, in 1 John, it tells us that you have an unction. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and he'll teach you all things. He'll show you all things. Amen. And so what God wanted from the very beginning is for us, is for him to be able to dwell in us and to dwell with us and for us to live life together with him so that he gets to lead us. And he gets to guide us, and the Holy Spirit is there, ever present. How awesome is it, or would it be, to hear the voice of God every day? To listen to him in such a way that you don't miss it. That you don't make a mistake. Man, that would be amazing. Do you know that's what God's intention is for every believer? Is to be able to live life in such a way that you're receiving out of his love. You're experiencing his righteousness. You're letting your life be led by him in such a way that he is leading you into those paths of righteousness. He's leading you into the good things that he has for you. Go to 1 Corinthians. I'm just going to pull it up. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And let's go to verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. I'm just doing all of this just kind of as the Holy Spirit directs here. But as it is written, look at this. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those that love him. Stop there. You've got to get a hold of this for a minute. A lot of times people will focus on this, and they'll get all religious about it. Well, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what God's prepared for them that love him. Nobody knows what God's going to do. And God works in mysterious ways and all of that. Well, first of all, let's get our focus. Get your focus off of you for a moment. Because when they say that, they're saying, I can't know, I can't. And so they're looking at this from, we look at it from our perspective, and we got to change our perspective. God wants us to read things from his perspective. Here's what's important. I may not have seen, I may not have heard, it may not has entered into my heart yet, but here's the thing. The things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Do you know what that means to me? That God has such amazing plans for your life. That God has prepared such great things for you that you can't possibly comprehend it all right now. That what God has planned for me is going to get better and better and better and better, and I just get to walk out His plan for my life. And that it's going to be awesome and it's going to be amazing. But look at the next verse. Check this out. Verse 10. But, somebody say but. But God. Somebody say but God. Have you ever had moments in your life that it didn't look good, but God? That you would have gone the wrong way, but God. That you would have experienced tragedy in your life, but God. Whew, thank God for the but gods. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. So now this thing's coming into view. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm just getting some direction here. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm just getting direction on how the rest of the service is going to go tonight. So, this is what I do. This is what we do. We just, man, we always want to follow His plan in the way He, man, thank you, Jesus. Okay, I get it. It's going to be awesome. I understand it. Pull that scripture back up. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I think you can forget John chapter 4. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Go to the next verse. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man that is in him? Now hold on for a second. Let's make sure we understand what's being said here. It's going to set us up for our moment of activation here in a moment, okay? The spirit of man. Only you know what you believe. We can all get up here and we can fake it till we make it and we can act like we're all that spiritually, but only you know deep down in your heart, the spirit that's within you knows what you think about day and night, knows how you feel, knows what's going on, and we can't discern that just by looking at your face, right? So you understand that inward part of you, that it knows, okay? That the Spirit, you know, you might have things churning in your heart right now that's like, man, I hope He doesn't call that out. No, you know. Even so, it goes on to say, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Guys, this Bible, so this word is the most amazing thing that there is. Okay, this word was breathed by God Himself through men. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. But this word does not contain every step for your life. This word doesn't contain in it the blueprint for Derek Crosby's life. That, you know, like he would not have found here in the Bible God saying, I want you to move from Vernon, Alabama to Birmingham, Alabama. You can't find that kind of direction and that specific here. Now you can find things like this is who you are. You can find what Jesus has done. You can find your identity in the Word of God. And who God's created you to be and what your nature is and what your lifestyle should look like. But you will not find everything that God has prepared for you in this Word. All of that is in the heart of God concerning your life, and only the Spirit of God knows what that is. See, where most people have missed it is they've tried to live their lives based on black, red, and white. And as long as they're living according to this, then God's going to bless them and they're going to be good. And everything's going to be fine. But that's not what God designed. God wants us to meditate in His Word day and night. God wants us to discover who we are. But God wants to be active in your life every single day, leading you, guiding you, giving you instruction. Look at this. Let's go to verse 12. This is where it gets really good. Now we have received... Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. Why? That we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Go back to verse 10. But God has revealed them to us. Revealed what? Everything that He has prepared for those who love Him. In other words, if I want to discover, if you'll tie verse 10 and verse 12 together, if I want to discover God's plan for my life, if I want to discover what God has prepared for me, if I want to discover what God has freely given me, go with me over to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and let's look at verse... Well, first of all, let's look at verse 14. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In other words, children of God... I'm going to learn how to be led by the Spirit. Okay? You can't be a child, you can't not be a child of God and led by the Spirit at the same time. Only sons of God, only children of God can be led by the Spirit. So if I want to be led by the Spirit, I need to first of all make sure I'm a child of God. I know it's simple, but you know, there's a lot of people sit in church that they've never surrendered to the Lord. They've never given their heart to the Lord. They'll sit there and think that doing the right thing gets them into heaven, and that's not it. It's surrendering to God and saying, God, Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins and forgiving me of my past and everything that I've done and everything that I will do. But I receive you into my life, and I'm ready to be born again. You were raised from the dead. I'm raised from the dead. Amen. I am moving from the old life of being dead to the new life of being new in you. Come in and fill me up. Moment you pray that prayer, you are born again. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It's an amazing journey that you're about to embark on. And then those that are children of God now get to be led by the Spirit of God. Look at this. For you have not received, verse 15, you have not received the Spirit again to fear, but you've received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, Daddy. We have this instinctive knowing now that God isn't just God, but God is our Father, and we're born of Him. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. So there's two things going on now. I have a spirit on the inside of me that knows my innermost thoughts, but I also now have the Holy Spirit on the inside of me, and He is communicating to me the truths from God. He's communicating to my spirit what's true about me. He's communicating to me. So check this out. Oh, this is so good. I just get excited. I just love the Word. I just love this life. 8 years ago, Jennifer and I just started discovering these truths, and God absolutely set us free. God absolutely set us free from sin, from addiction, from anger, from all of these things, from depression, from all of these things. And our life since then has been from glory to glory and just loving what the Lord is doing in our lives. It's so much fun. Do you know that being a son of God, being a daughter of God ought to be fun?
Yeah, that's right.
You ought to have fun.
That's right.
He didn't come that we would not. It says that the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's joy. Ah. The Spirit itself now. So you got the Spirit of God on the inside of you, giving you witness, telling you, guess what? You're a child of God. You're a child of God. You're a child of God. Now, Satan will try to come to your mind and say, you're not a child of God. You've messed up. God's angry with you. God's not pleased with you. You just hadn't done right and all that kind of stuff. But the Spirit inside of you is saying, don't listen to that. You are a child of God. That's because right. Once you're in the Father's hand, nobody's going to take you out.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, check this out. It's going to get better. So, verse 17. So if we're children, then we're heirs. We're heirs of God. See, so now that explains why it says that there's things that have been freely given to us by God. It's an inheritance. I have an inheritance now. And joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together. So I'm going to go on down. There's so much here, but let's go to, I could stay in there all day long. Oh, where is this scripture? Give me one second here. Yep, verse 32. Well, verse 31, it gets so good. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? First of all, we're finding out God is for me. Say, God is for me.
God is for me.
He that spared not, verse 32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all of us. How will he not with him also freely give us all things? A gospel that says that God sent Jesus to die for you so that you could just go to heaven, but you're going to have to be poor, broke, depressed, sick, and just continue have to deal with the evils of this world, and that God doesn't have anything else for you, is a wrong gospel. He gave us Jesus so that we could have everything and the same inheritance. Y'all not as excited about that as I am. So what's the deal here? I get to discover everything that God has freely given to me. So back to Colossians 2, verse 10, it says, you are complete in him. So say it again. I am complete,
in
Jesus. In other words, when you're born again, he makes you perfect, holy, righteous, and complete. And he has every resource that you need. Everything that you need. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, the Spirit of God now is given to us to begin to demonstrate and talk to us about our inheritance, about direction. About this is your Father's plan for you. If you go this way, you're going to experience a life like you never thought was possible. If you do this, you're going to experience his best. You get to experience him as he's leading you, as he's guiding you. Thank you, Father. So what the Lord was talking to me about, you know, earlier today, let me give you an example of this. Earlier today, there were some things that were just kind of weighing on my mind. There are some decisions I have to make here at the church. You know, as we come into this summer season, there are some things that, some projects that we want to do. And these projects, you know, what we always want to do is we want to make sure that we're being good stewards over everything that comes in. You know, so just because we have money, and thank God, God's blessed us that we have money in the bank. So we're thankful for that. But just because money's there don't mean I'm just going to spend it.
That's right.
You know, I want to make sure that we're doing everything wisely, that we're handling everything the way that God would say. And And that's with as much integrity and wisdom as we possibly can. And so there's just some things that came up. You know, one of the things that we're looking at doing, just to tell you, so I can tell you all of this as an example. One of the things that we're doing is we're looking at expanding the parking lot. Because if you're here on Sunday mornings, our parking lot is almost full now. Okay? And that's that's a great problem to have. But initially, my initial thought was I want to expand the parking lot. So what we'll do is we'll just gravel out here in this area, and that'll be temporarily a good place, particularly with the event coming up in July that, you know, we could talk about later, but we're going to have 1,000 people here for this event that's coming up. And so let's just do it that way. But then as I got to talking to contractors, I said, you know, really, if you want to do it right, you need to kind of lay this base. And by the time it's all said and done, you might as well go ahead and asphalt everything. You might as well just do it right. Well, the price tag for something like that's about $68,000. Did everybody just gulp right then? Huh? Okay, so $68,000. Yeah. Somebody said, I know a guy. Good, I may talk to you about that guy. So anyway, so I just, you know, but you know, we don't, you know, we don't pass buckets for offering. I'll tell you about some projects that we have coming up, and if you want to give to it, if God puts it on our heart, fine. But we're not, you know, I'm not dividing it up. I'm not saying if you'll give this much and if you'll give this much and, you know, and who'll give $1,000 today to help us with the... No, my God will supply our need according to His riches and glory. And yes, He uses people, but that just means that He's going to be blessing you in the process, you know, for you guys to be able to give to it. But either way, He's going to get it to us.
That's right.
But the question is do I say yes to it? Do I say yes to doing that? And so... this morning, the Lord said, go in there and pray. So I just decided, I said, okay, I'm going to go. And so I came in here, I put on some worship music and just begin to pray. You know, which now I pray every Saturday. We do prayer here every Saturday at 9:00, and it's amazing and it's awesome. And you guys ought to come and be a part. I'll always always promote that because it's amazing. I love prayer Saturday mornings at 9:00. But anyway, came in here, worship music, I'm praying. Man, all of a sudden, God started just showing me some things, some of the songs in Revelation, you know, blessed, you know, worthy is the Lamb to receive all honor and glory and power and riches and strength and wisdom, you know, and all of these things, and just focusing on Him. And what I got to thinking is, one, if it says that He's worthy, the Lamb is worthy to receive all power, then it says all riches, all strength, all honor, all wisdom, all glory, and there's one more. There's seven of them. But I got to thinking, well, He's got everything I need. If He's got all the riches, oh, and all blessing. So all power, He's got all power, all authority. He's got all riches. God said, I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. He's got all wisdom. So if I need wisdom, He's already got it all. I just need to go to Him for it. He's got all honor. He's got all glory. He's got all strength. If I need strength for my life, He's the one that has it all.
Yeah.
And all blessing. If I need my life to be blessed, He's the one that's got all blessing.
Amen.
That's in Revelation. That's the book of Revelation chapter 4. So you can read through it. Then I don't need to go to any place but the source, and that's Jesus. And so I just started worshiping Him. Father, I thank you. Yes, Lamb of God, you are worthy for all of these things. It just worked. And while I'm worshiping, all of a sudden the presence of God came in. And what happened is He just began to talk to me. And the first thing that came up out of my spirit, I just heard this as clear as anything. The scripture, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch out your stakes. This is in Isaiah. And He's talking about those that are barren. Go ahead and start making room for the multitudes. Go ahead and start making room for the children you're about to have. Go ahead and you need to do that first. before you see it come in. Whew. Spirit of God said to me, go for it. Expand the parking lot. Go ahead and say yes to it. I've already decreed for all of the, he says, I've already made the decree that every need will be supplied. I've already taken care of it. And he said, and the people are coming to fill those parking places. So go ahead and go for it. Whew, man, I'm crying. I got snot running down my face. I'm telling you, it was a moment with my Heavenly Father that if I hadn't been doing this on Wednesday nights, you know, and started this 5 years ago and having these intimate moments with him to hear his voice and to know his voice, I wouldn't know. But I know what he said to do. So we're just going to go for it. We're going to do it. We're going to expand the parking lot, and we're going to watch God get the glory for all of it in Jesus' name. But here's the thing. The Spirit of God told me his plan. Already prepared. See, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. But God reveals them to us by his Spirit. And what I needed from God wasn't, this sounds like a good idea. I needed from God, I've already prepared this for you. This is the next step for you. So just go for it, because I've already taken care of it. That's what I needed to hear. And guess what? Go forth confidently. God's going to take care of the whole thing, man. Not even going to have to appeal to people or any of that kind of stuff, because the Father's already taking care of it. That's life in the Spirit.